trying to cheer up. Teddy Bridgewater dinged up his knee today. We don't know how long he's out. Sage Rosenfels at 5:05 to talk about that. It's the Sean Hill era up in Minneapolis. You can hear the Vikings each and every week here on 1460K.
It's the Sean Hill era.
Hooray!
Oh, God.
If I bought Cammie a t-shirt jersey, a Sean Hill t-shirt jersey, would you let her wear it?
No.
Okay.
My daughter only. If she's going to wear...
To save my money.
If my daughter's going to wear a man's jersey, he's going to be a winner. And Sean Hill's not a winner. But
can you let the guy lose a game before you say he's not a winner?
The guy's been losing games his whole career. It's why he's a perennial backup.
That's a fair point, Chris.
Gary Rhyme is a winner, and he joins us on the Grip Tight Foundation Repair Hotline. He is the voice of the UNI Panthers. Gary, long time no talk. How are you, my friend?
I'm here to cheer you up, Teddy Bridgewater fan and Minnesota Viking fan. I'll bring you a number 15 Aaron Bailey quarterback jersey. How about that? He's a winner.
Gary, I'll wear that in week two, buddy. I'm not going to wear it in week one, but I'll wear it in week two. I promise you.
All right. Sounds good.
He is a winner, and that's a young man where, Gary, when you kind of start breaking down this game coming up on Saturday night, doesn't it all start with Aaron Bailey? He wasn't great last year. That was his first game, I think, ever against Iowa State. But I expect Iowa State to play a much better quarterback this time around.
Yeah, he's a more complete quarterback, Chris. He really is. The focus with him this spring in the spring drills was to stay in the pocket, read the defense, and throw the football and not take off and run. Now, they're going to let him run the football when you know, bullets are flying and it's game time. That's going to happen. But Coach Farley said in our – I remember him talking about it on our post-game interview after we lost in the quarterfinals to eventual FCS national champion North Dakota State, that we had to have a better passing game if we're going to make that next step. And he's talking about in FCS football, getting to the semis, getting to the finals, winning it all. So a big focus with AB was – his passing ability, his reading the defense, and I tell you what, he's improved a ton in that area. He looks really good. I know it's just practice and it's just a scrimmage that we've seen against, you know, your own guys, but he looks much better throwing the football, and we know what he can do with his legs running it. So I think you're going to see a pretty talented guy run that offense this time around compared to that game that the Cyclones won a year ago, 31-7.
Gary, do you really think we'll see that balance of an attack from Bailey? The only reason I ask that is this is going to be one of the better secondaries that you and I will face, that Bailey will have to throw against. Do you think they try to open that up? You've got a really strong running game going against a team that's still trying to learn some things up front defensively. I guess I thought as I looked through this game, I'd see a lot more of a running-centered attack coming from you and I.
Well, and Coach Farley and the offense has always taken the approach, we're going to take what they give us. So if they're really, you know, if they're determined to stop the running, it's really hard for a defense to shut down both facets of an offense if you're pretty good in both areas. And our weakness last year is we just weren't a great passing team. We could really run it. So some defenses are going to gear up to stop Aaron Bailey running it. They're going to try and stop Tyvus Smith from getting big runs. So that should open up the passing game some, and that's the area that we should be better. Now, if the running game is there, you're right. I mean, the Panthers are going to – they'll keep it on the ground with Tyvus Smith and company, and Aaron Bailey will do his thing too. But I just think when we do throw the football, you'll see a more accurate passer in Aaron Bailey. He only completed about 55% of his passes last year. Did a good job only throwing 6 interceptions out of 220 throws, but – I just watching him, I think our offense is more two-dimensional with being able to run it and throw it, okay, instead of just, hey, we're a real good running team, and, man, if we got to throw it, we're going to try, and we'll see what we can do. And he's got a good core of wide receivers too, guys. So I know the Cyclones are really strong in their secondary, but I think we do bring a better passing attack into Jack Trice Stadium in Ames this Saturday than we did a year ago with Aaron at the helm.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. We got Gary Rhyma here, the voice of the UNI Panthers, who will take on Iowa State. And season opener for both teams on Saturday, 7 o'clock, Cyclones TV. is the television for that. Gary, what I'm curious about as well, to go along with the Aaron Bailey conversation, is the Colin Klein coaching hire in the offseason. Colin Klein, former Kansas State quarterback, is undefeated in his career against Iowa State. Gary, he's been a damn nightmare for us up in Ames. This makes me nervous. I think fans will find that interesting. How does he fit into that coaching staff?
Yeah, if you see a number 17 in uniform out there, we slipped him in uniform.
And no!
That's actually running up. He got here late summer, and even the coaching staff has said the improvement that he's been able to impact with Aaron Bailey has been noticeable, because he was that dual threat type quarterback, runner, thrower. Aaron Bailey could not have asked for a better guy to come in and be his quarterback's coach for his final season. And the guys are raving about what Colin Klein brings to our offense and working with those quarterbacks. So I think that's another reason that we're going to see a better all-around quarterback out of Aaron Bailey. And time will tell. And when it is game time and the blitz is coming, or you're getting hurried and you start scrambling and he takes off and runs, and doesn't look it over and try and find that second or third receiver or throw it late to an open guy, then, he's back to the same old Aaron Bailey. But I think he's going to be better in that facet this year, where he's not quite so quick to tuck it and run, and he continues to look for receivers even when the heat is on.
Gary, defensively, what should Cyclone fans in attendance and Panther fans who are just starting to learn about this team, what should Iowa State and New and I fans expect to see on Saturday night from the Panthers?
Well, I think Coach Farley and his staff on that side of the football have assembled a pretty solid defense, and that really is the big question mark. Outside of our place kicker, the defense is the big question mark. 9 of 11 starters back on offense, but on defense, that whole secondary pretty much wiped out, and you got two guys trying to make NFL teams, and it looks like DeAndre Hall will make the Bears, and Mackinton Dorliot's having a pretty good run of it with Green Bay. We'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But you lose two cornerbacks who are on the verge of making an NFL team. It's hard to replace those guys. And I thought Tim Kilfoy was really good at that rover spot or that strong safety spot for us last year. He's gone. So it's pretty much a brand new secondary. I think you're going to see a number of Division I FBS transfers fill those spots. Tyrell Lyons, a strong safety out of Florida State, transferred in. He looks good. So does Malcolm Washington at a cornerback spot, the transfer from Fresno State. He's out of Houston, Texas. And then Elijah Campbell, a free safety out of St. Paul, Minnesota, went to Northern Illinois and transferred to UNI. And he's battling for that free safety starting spot. And I think some people maybe have forgot about DJ Singleton, a guy that a couple of years ago transferred to UNI out of Nebraska. And he's a heck of an athlete. He just was playing behind great players last year. He's also battling for that free safety starting spot. So I think our front seven looked pretty good. And as strong as the secondary is for Iowa State, for UNI, I think that's one of the biggest question marks, because those guys are all new starters. There just isn't a returning starter back there, and that always makes it tough on your defense.
Yeah, especially with Lazard. I mean, if I'm hearing you correctly, if there's like one matchup problem that you think Northern Iowa has going into Saturday, would it be Lazard matching up with that secondary?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think, with the running ability of Mike Warren, mm-hmm. and then the receiving ability of Alan Lazard, those two big weapons, huge concerns for the UNI defense. Just there's no doubt about it. And I think our coaching staff is impressed with what Joel Lanning brings to the table with his ability to scramble and run too. So it's a great opening test for our defense. We're going to learn a lot about this new group. I think Carter Schultz will have an outstanding year up
front. He's a stud, Gary.
Yeah, Jared Farley and Deshaun Dexter look great at linebacker. But there's going to be some other new names. Guys that were backups last year that now, hey, you're a starter, it's time to step up and get it done.
Well, I got one last question for you, and it's fairly broad, and it's just looking at FCS football altogether. There's a bunch of games scheduled between Iowa State and you and I in the very near future, but the Big Ten recently put that ban on playing FCS teams, and some other conferences have looked into it as well. Gary, does that, I mean, the folks up in Cedar Falls, does that worry you guys? I mean, I know you get a significant payday from playing these types of games. We've seen you and I play a couple of them per season in the past. What's the reception of that been?
No doubt that it's a concern, because that's one reason you and I plays an FBS opponent every year, is so that they do get a $400, $500, $600,000 paycheck to go play that game. And with the athletic budget at UNI, that's a huge help. And I think the Big Ten's making a poor decision. I understand a Big Ten team scheduling a really weak, lower-level FCS team isn't the best thing, but there's some really good FCS football teams out there. Iowa's playing North Dakota State this year, and they'll not only give them a heck of a game, they're going to bring a huge crowd. And when we played at Iowa, it was a great crowd. I think it was sold out every time we've been to Kinnick, and when we come to Iowa State, it always seems to be a great crowd. I think their fan base at times would rather see a good matchup like that against an FCS team than bringing in some lower level Division I FBS team a team out of the Sun Belt or something like that, that maybe they got to pay them $1 million or $1.5 million to come in now, where you could have got a great matchup with UNI or North Dakota State or a Montana, a quality FCS program for, a third of the money. But it is concerning, because if other big time conferences follow suit, that would be a real blow to UNI FCS football, and mainly the budget. I mean, we would always find an 11th or 12th opponent.
Yeah.
That, losing that big paycheck, guys, that would definitely hurt.
Well, Gary, full disclosure, this is my least favorite game of the year, because UNI scares me. You always do. Those little defensive linemen, you guys always find a way to make it really good game and a lot of times beat Iowa State. But it's always fun to see you, and I like the in-state thing. It's cool when, you see the purple and gold walking around. It's a lot like the atmosphere when Iowa State and Iowa play. So from that aspect, and just for the overall success of the UNI athletic department, I hope these games are able to keep going in the future. So with that, I know you got a show to do, so thanks for your time, pal. We really appreciate it.
Hey, see you guys Saturday. Should be fun. Looking forward to that Saturday night kick and getting a good look at Matt Campbell's first game as the head coach for the Cyclone. Should be fun, guys. See you then.
Absolutely. Gary Reimer.
Always love talking to you, Gary. Thanks, man.
He is the voice of the UNI Panthers.